What do you think about when you hear Eurovision Song Contest? A glorious display of nations coming together to celebrate the best in contemporary music making. Well, something like that. Anyway, that idea is now being extended to trees, it seems, as well as songs. Next year, Scotland will be waiting for the votes from the Czech Republic and other countries round the continent to see if we've got the European Tree of the Year. Our reporter Hugh Williams has been to the Perthshire Tree with Musical Connections, which, it's just been announced, will be carrying the burden of a nation's pride and expectations.
We're walking along the south bank of the River Tay, just outside of Dunkeld, and I've brought you along to see Neil Gow's oak.
Rory Syme is from the Woodland Trust Scotland, who are putting forward the oak as Scotland's contender for European Tree of the Year 2014.
It's obviously lost a couple of branches in storms in recent years, but one of the reasons we can tell is it is a really old tree. You can see about halfway up the trunk there's some quite impressive kind of fungus here. And also in a couple of the hollows we have what we call cuckoos, which are little round trees which effectively have sort of found just enough sort of plant matter to start to grow in.
So those are trees that are growing on the tree.
Exactly right. As I say, it's tall, fat and gnarly, isn't it?
On the banks of the River Tay, right under Neil Gow's oak tree, is an amazing wavy bench carved with the lyric of a song by Michael Mara written in tribute to Neil Gow. The words read, "Sit beneath the fiddle tree with the ghost of Neil Gow next to me." Sitting on the bench, Pete Clark, fiddler, musical teacher and director of the Neil Gow Festival, which takes place every March.
The oak tree here is probably 300 plus years old, and they say that Neil Gow used to sit down here and perhaps play a few tunes, compose tunes beneath this tree. The tune I just played was the Neil Gow's lament for the death of his second wife. She died 2 years before Neil Gow in 1805, and some people think that the tune may have been written for his fiddle, tongue-in-cheek, his second wife, but I think it really was for his second wife. It's a gorgeous melody, and we're sitting here on the banks of the Tay, just, 200, 300 yards from Neil Gow's cottage in the village of Inver.
So, without being kind of sentimental about it, but is there a magic to come and sit perhaps where he sat and worked on maybe that tune that you've just played?
For me, there is a magic. There's a magic about the whole area. I mean, we're sitting beneath Neil Gow's oak tree, and in the distance across the river is a tree-covered crag called Craigie Barns. Now, in the old Athol collection, there's a tune called Craigie Barns, and if you go around the area and or look at an OS map of the area, if you know about the music, you'll see so many locations after which tunes have been named.
Rory Syme from the Woodland Trust hopes the human story and the musical history will make this a winning tree.
It's about the best-loved trees from around Europe, so they're not necessarily the fattest or the oldest or even the most good-looking. It's really about trees which have a real connection with people, and I think everybody could really sort of share in this idea that here's a tree where Neil Gow sat and wrote some of the best known songs in the repertoire that you'll hear at Achille.
Pete Clark playing Neil Gow's lament for his second wife there. Voting will take place in February of next year. We'll have details nearer the time on how you can vote for Scotland's entry to win that competition, so sit tight.
Indeed. European Tree of the Year. It's like Eurovision, but only less wooden, I would suggest. That's your lot from us for this morning. Hayley's back tomorrow from 6 with James Naughtie. The time now is 8:50. Let's hand over to Louise White, who's here with Col Kay. Good morning.